T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:13, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Budget committee met yesterday at the city council, and I never was known to be very diplomatic in my life. I wish I could have been as diplomatic as Councilman Moreno was. And listen to what she had to say.
If this is all about public safety, probably the best way to have drivers slow down is to let them know in advance that the traffic cameras are going to be recalibrated to you, and you don't even necessarily have to say like at what speed, but that they're going to catch you at a lower speed.
Now, that was Councilman Moreno. My take would have been, I haven't seen it piled up this deep since the rodeo was in town, and I think she handled it a better way. Councilman Joe Geruso would handle it a better way as well. He joins us right now. He is the chairman of the budget committee, I think. Is that right?
I'm on the budget,
on
the
budget committee,
chair.
But I was going to give you a promotion.
That's okay.
So when the mayor says, you know, she's a mother, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's all about school safety. We weren't going to tell people how much more they could break the law. They couldn't. Again, I'm paraphrasing all of this, and that it had nothing to do with the money. At any point did anybody say, well, then why did you have this study done to see what the different amounts raised would be as it relates to the thresholds and changing them?
Well, I think that was all of our questions yesterday. And look, I think the first point that you're making is everybody agrees that whether you go 1 mile or 2 mile per hour over the speed limit, you're breaking the law, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. The two issues are, number one, that we don't do a better job with safety through silence. You want to tell people that things are going to change, or you want to start enforcing in a different way, you've got to do that.
Which is what Councilperson Moreno was saying yesterday, right?
That's exactly what
she was saying. In a very polite way.
And then the other piece of it is, well, if you're going to look at safety and say safety is the reason why, then put your safety data on the table. We know that the administration previously in 2017 did some work. It doesn't look as though we have quite the same safety data. And I think Councilmember Moreno also asked our criminal justice analyst, Jeff Asher, to take a look at some of the numbers. And if you look at it, Tommy, in total, there are many accidents in the city of New Orleans over the last couple of years, but only less than 0.2% that occurred in a school zone. So is this the place where you want to focus all of your attention is the question, while at the same time certainly balancing, we want our kids to be safe.
You know, the part about this that bothers me the most is, you know, and again, not very diplomatic, but don't wet on my leg and tell me it's raining. And it seems that's what's going on here. Be honest and say, and I hate to say the mayor's being, let's say, disingenuous, because it's hard to say it was all about safety when, as you just said, and Helena Moreno said yesterday, well, then why would you keep this a secret? If it was all about safety, you'd want to get the word out there as quickly as possible, right? And as widely spread as possible?
Yeah, well, and that was a point I made yesterday at the meeting was, look, there are a lot of sophisticated people who read the newspapers, listen to radio shows, watch television, but there are people who don't. So when we go to neighborhood meetings, is the administration going to tell people there that we've changed the rules, or are they going to have a campaign about it now? And that question wasn't really answered yesterday. So I think if you're going to change something which is in somebody's prerogative, fine, but we got to communicate about it. And I think people get frustrated is when they feel like the goalposts have been moved on them.
I think this is what, and I don't have the man's title in front of me, but this was said yesterday at the meeting as well as it relates to amnesty.
I apologize. I thought I had spoke to that earlier. It will not be a program specifically for those folks. It will be a broader program.
And I don't think the mayor's in favor of amnesty either. What about the council and budget committee and all that? What happens from here in terms of amnesty, or is that dead as it relates to a refund if you paid, don't pay if you got one before the limit was or the threshold was announced, et cetera?
Well, that was the CFO, Norman White, who you just heard in that soundbite. The mayor's office position is they're not granting amnesty. So we're going to do two things. Council member Brissett, who does chair the committee, said, well, fine, you're going to come to the budget committee every single time and tell us whether or not your amnesty position has changed, which may not be newsworthy every single time they come, but it certainly places an onus on them to discuss what's going on with that. Secondly, the council is looking at what we can do. It looks like legally the mayor and the mayor's office, the ones entitled to grant amnesty, not us. But it doesn't mean that we can't look at other measures potentially and continue to use the bully pulpit to talk about it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.